local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Welcome into Pensacola Right Now, Thursday edition of the program. It's hour number 2, just after 5:10 here at News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you for the next 48 minutes, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. Thanks so much for tuning in. And text line is 850-437-1620, traffic line 850-262-6111. And we'll get started right off the bat with today's top three stories. FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried will spend 25 years behind bars after he was sentenced for his role in the company's cryptocurrency exchange scandal. This happens 4 months after he was found guilty of orchestrating the multi-billion dollar fraud leading to the collapse of FTX in 2022. He used to be called the Crypto King, but he was convicted by a federal grand jury in November on all counts of fraud and conspiracy. The House Speaker, Mike Johnson, says he will send the impeachment articles to the Senate next month against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. If you will recall, the House went through two different attempts to impeach the secretary. The first time failed. Second time they had enough votes. Johnson says the articles of impeachment will arrive on April 10th. Also, new evidence today shows the pilot of the cargo ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore called for help. The pilot radioed for tugboat help and reported a power loss minutes before crashing. And once the ship struck the bridge, it went down, with the NTSB saying the nearly 50-year-old span lacked structural engineering redundancies that are common to newer spans. They say that's what made it more vulnerable to that catastrophic collapse. Those are today's top three stories. Our top local headline today: an update on the cyber attack the city of Pensacola experienced 2 weekends ago.
We can confirm it's a ransomware incident now. Much more than that, we're really not able to confirm, because, again, there's other agencies that, and it's an active investigation.
Mayor D.C. Reeves still not saying whether any personal information may have been impacted. He does say, from a citizen's perspective, the bill pay capabilities for Pensacola Energy and Sanitation Services remain the only element still impacted. He's hopeful to share more next week at his next press conference, which will happen on Monday next week. More local headlines right after traffic and weather together. Austin?
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we did get an accident report pretty recently. This is on Airport Boulevard, going to be just west of I-110. Doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, backups there, so I guess just keep that in the back of your mind. Also have an accident report here. Downtown is on East Garden Street. That is just west of, I can't read, Tarragona Street. So that it's kind of difficult to see where the evening traffic that you often see downtown ends and any accident wreckage begins. I'm not sure how much runoff is there, if any, but once again, just be on the lookout. Where you are going to see pretty severe backups, though, is on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Traveling southbound on Pine Forest, trying to get onto I-10. Still got some backups if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway. That's towards Dog Track Road. And then beyond that, we've got the two that have been giving us trouble so far this entire evening. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, traveling towards Highway 87, we still got a lot of backups in that area. And the same can be said if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton.
Beautiful weather for some of the spring breakers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to keep high temperatures in the low to mid 70s for a few days. A little bit warmer by Sunday as high temperatures warm near 80 degrees. No chances for rain, so we'll have a dry weekend, lots of blue sky, and temperatures pleasant during the afternoon hours. Next week, a few small chances for rain move in. We're looking at next Tuesday and next Wednesday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. More local headlines. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office today says a drug trafficking suspect is now behind bars after leading deputies on a high-speed chase last night. 27-year-old Travis Sturback is facing multiple counts, including trafficking in spice, fleeing and eluding, and firing a weapon in public. Deputies say they arrived at his home on Dobson Road in Jay. He wasn't home initially, but when he did pull up, he allegedly stopped his car in front of the house and fired two shots out of the driver's side window. A chase then ensued, ultimately ending up on Highway 87. Deputies say they recovered 150 pounds of spice from the home with a street value of $200,000. Down the road in Gulf Shores, a suspect now arrested after a juvenile was shot in the leg. It happened near the Hangout Bar on Highway 59 and Beach Highway at around 8:40 last night. The victim was taken to a hospital and then later released. The shooter was caught in a nearby Walmart parking lot. Also, Mayor Reeves today providing information on a couple of two development opportunities in or near downtown Pensacola. He says a total of six letters of interest were received.
Our next step at this point is to continue to ask some questions, meet with those folks, and continue to vet that out as we move forward.
After buying the old Pensacola Motor Lodge, the city received two letters of interest to redevelop the site into affordable housing. Four more letters were received for the former headquarters of Pensacola Sports on West Main Street, as there have already been talks about transforming that site into a mixed residential and retail district. And finally, this year, the Greater Pensacola Chamber is hosting a first-of-its-kind three-day event to celebrate the Navy and its contributions to our local economy. Kind of our version of Fleet Week. It's called Navy Days. It'll be held May 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Gallery night is going to be Pensacola Navy Days theme, so the entire community can come to downtown Pensacola and enjoy what should be a beautiful mid-May evening gallery night. And, you know, it's an opportunity for the public to come out. Obviously, we'll have a lot of our military folks there to be a part of it.
Yeah, and that's Pensacola Chamber President Todd Thompson there. He says there will also be a night at the Museum Gala held at the Naval Air Museum on board NAS Pensacola Saturday. A 4K run and walk and a parade. Sunday will finish with the annual Blues on the Bay concert series. So pretty cool happenings there. Again, that's May 17th through the 19th. We'll take a break there. Back with state and national news next.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Easter is more than just colorful eggs, chocolate bunny rabbits, and pretty baskets. All of those things may have their place, but I invite you to join us at Northstone Baptist Church as we consider the primary message of Easter, which is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When you visit, you'll find that Northstone is a welcoming group of Christ-centered believers right here in Pensacola. Also for Easter Sunday, our choir will present an Easter cantata entitled The Easter Lily. This cantata will be fun for children and people of all ages. The service starts at 10:30, and after the cantata, everyone is invited to join us for a lunch fellowship. Easter Sunday is a celebration of Jesus' victory over death and therefore his offer of eternal life. So please be our guest Easter Sunday, March 31st at Northstone Baptist Church here in Pensacola. I hope to see you there.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we had a really in-depth conversation with Commissioner Mike Kohler, 33 years retired captain in the Navy, about what's happening with regards to NAS Pensacola and the missions there and at Corry Station, and are we doing enough as a community to persuade the Navy to keep those missions and the compatibility use study and whether it's adequate for the task. Very concerning, very interesting stuff. You can listen to that and all the other segments from the show on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Every few thousand years, come true man's greatest fears. All the living things Mother Nature brings to tears.
Got a nice little, musical, what do you call it, a melody or backdrop?
Very whimsical.
Yeah, I like it. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Quick reminder, of course, it is Easter weekend. The weather is going to cooperate, which is great. Details on that in just a moment. If you're looking for an egg hunt to go to, well, how about the largest egg hunt in Pensacola? The Blue Wahoos and Marcus Point Baptist Church are back with Eggawahooza. That's at Wahoo Stadium Saturday. And we said it's the largest egg hunt in Pensacola. We're not joking. There's over 50,000 eggs to find. Pre-K and children with special needs will go at 11. Kids first through seventh at noon. 12th year now that they've been doing this, Eggawahooza with Marcus Point Baptist Church and our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. Austin will be there. So what are you charging these days? Is it $60 per autograph now? Or
No flash photography. It's like it's Pensacon prices, so like $40.
There you go.
$40 an autograph, something like that.
There you go. Very good. What's happening on the roads right now?
Let's see. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've still got some backups there. It's basically going to push you back all the way to I-10. Had that accident report on Airport Boulevard just west of I-110. Doesn't appear to be causing any issues, though, luckily. Let's see. Outside of that, the only main problems are the ones we've been touching on basically every traffic update. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87 or traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Beautiful weather continues into Friday as we wrap up the work week. A little bit cold in the morning. We'll have low temperatures starting out in the mid to upper 40s. Grab a jacket, but you won't need it later through the day. High temperatures on Friday, much like Thursday, will also be in the lower 70s. This weekend, highs warm into the mid to upper 70s. A few clouds, but still dry weather continues through the entire weekend, watching a few small chances of rain next week. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. 526 now. As we take a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, the Supreme Court, Florida Supreme Court, is expected to issue rulings on two hot button issues in the coming days. Justices say they do not have opinions ready today on whether the proposed constitutional amendments on abortion rights and recreational marijuana will make it on the next ballot. The court is required to approve the measures before voters have the chance to decide. They do say that they are expected by Monday's deadline.
And Governor Ron DeSantis is speaking about his state settlement with Disney. DeSantis said this morning that he would like to see more development on Disney's part to keep up with Universal's Epic Universe.
And not only has it not been a problem, that board has saved taxpayers millions and millions of dollars because they're governing with transparency and effectiveness.
DeSantis says the state would make out very well if Disney expands and that the board the state has in place is willing to negotiate with Disney. Universal Epic Universe is a new planned theme park in Orlando with five immersive worlds connected by Celestial Park.
Also, a plan is underway to give Florida teachers, higher salaries. The State Board of Education met yesterday to discuss how to distribute funding set aside for educators during last year's legislative session. The money would help raise the minimum pay for educators to $47,500 statewide. Another $200 million for educator salaries was approved by Florida lawmakers as part of the latest budget. Governor DeSantis still hasn't signed off on it yet. International news. A Georgia judge has not issued a ruling after a hearing related to former President Trump seeking to have his election interference case dismissed. Trump's lead attorney argued in court today the indictment should be thrown out because Trump's actions related to the 2020 election were political speech and advocacy protected by the First Amendment.
And speaking of Trump, he is honoring a fallen NYPD officer. Trump attended police officer Jonathan Diller's wake on Long Island today and called for law and order.
Such a horrible thing. And it's happening all too often, and we're just not going to let it happen. We just can't 21 times arrested this thug.
The 31-year-old officer was shot and killed Monday during a traffic stop in Queens. The man accused of fatally shooting Diller has been charged with first-degree murder of a police officer, amongst other charges.
Also, students' college decisions could be delayed because of a FAFSA calculation mistake by the Department of Education. The error impacted several hundred thousand financial aid forms. The new FAFSA process already has been riddled with complications, including delays and glitches because of an updated version released this year.
And a suspect is in custody after four people were killed and seven more were injured in an Illinois stabbing spree. Police say 22-year-old Christian Soto was booked at the Winnebago County Jail on charges of first-degree murder and home invasion. Soto allegedly went on a rampage in several locations around Rockford, Illinois on Wednesday, killing victims ranging in age from 15 to 63.
And also, ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, is targeting undocumented migrants convicted of serious drug offenses. Officials announced more than 200 arrests nationwide of non-citizens who have been convicted of drug trafficking or multiple drug possession offenses involving meth, fentanyl, cocaine, or synthetic drugs.
Many of the people arrested during this operation have final orders of removal, which means that once they're in ERO custody, we can remove them to their home countries.
Officials say that should happen quickly. Recap of today's top three stories. FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried sentenced to 25 years behind bars today. The House will send the impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate on April 10th. And new evidence shows that the pilot radioed for tugboat help and reported a power loss minutes before the boat crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. The NTSB also says that the nearly 50-year-old span lacked structural engineering redundancies common to newer spans. Fox News Update coming up now.
I'm John Saucier. Former President Trump attending the wake of murdered NYPD officer Jonathan Diller in Massapequa Park, New York. The former president calling for an end to violence being committed against police officers and a return to law and order.
The only thing we can say is maybe something's going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place and to take place so often.
Officer Diller was shot and killed by a suspect at a traffic stop in Queens, New York on Monday. The war between Israel and Hamas still raging. Israel is asking for military assistance from the United States. Department of Defense Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder.
Through programs like foreign military finance, foreign military sales, it's part of our efforts, longstanding efforts to ensure Israel's qualitative military edge.
The U.S. also supplying aid to civilians in Gaza following recent airdrops in the region with humanitarian supplies. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, according to filings from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the demand for electricity by AI companies will grow exponentially. Now, the report says the country needs about 34 new nuclear plants, or about 38 gigawatts of power, over the next half decade in order to provide enough electricity to data centers and manufacturing units, as well as vehicles. A recent analysis by the International Energy Agency said that cryptocurrencies and AI accounted for about 2% of total global electricity demand in 2022, and that's expected to increase even further. And in economic news today, the Labor Department said that first-time claims for unemployment benefits unexpectedly edged a bit lower. The week ended March 23rd. The Labor Department said that jobless claims dropped 2,000 to 210,000. Economists were expecting claims to rise to 215,000.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru. Get yours during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. We have four games this evening in the Sweet 16. Give me the favorites of UConn and Arizona to continue its dominance against San Diego State and Clemson. And in what I think are the two best games that will be played tonight, I'll trust two elite offenses in Alabama and Illinois to advance the Elite Eight by upsetting UNC and Iowa State. Enjoy the games, everybody. I'm Zach Gelb.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've still got backups there that are basically going to almost have you reaching I-10. It does appear to have lessened some, but that is a very little bit. Let's see, we've got some backups developing. If you are traveling southbound, just got over 3 Mile Bridge, or rather, is this, which one's 3 Mile Bridge again? Is it the one to get to Gulf Breeze? Joe?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure because I know I've told people wrong before. So if you're coming over 3 Mile Bridge, traveling southbound, just got over the bridge, heading towards Gulf Breeze Elementary, we do have some backups developing in that area. Nothing too severe, but on occasion, we do have some construction that causes some hiccups in that area. So just be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, it's more of the usual. If you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, we've got some backups there as we have so far this evening. There is now an accident report in that area, so be on the lookout for that as well. And then if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, you're going to have typical evening traffic causing problems in that area also.
Beautiful weather continues into Friday as we wrap up the work week. A little bit cold in the morning. We'll have low temperatures starting out in the mid to upper 40s. Grab a jacket, but you won't need it later through the day. High temperatures on Friday, much like Thursday, will also be in the lower 70s. This weekend, highs warm into the mid to upper 70s. A few clouds, but still dry weather continues through the entire weekend, watching a few small chances of rain next week. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. 5:38 here at News Radio 92.3. Big day on the sports calendar. Opening day across Major League Baseball in Austin. A lot of games already final now with some more games coming up later on tonight.
Yeah, some of the finals that we have swirling around the league are Reds beating the Nationals 8-2, Dodgers over Cardinals 7-1, Tigers beat the White Sox 1-0. That's boring. Orioles beat the Angels 11-3. So we've got a very good variety of game quality there. Currently, we've got Twins and Royals. Twins are up 4-1 in the bottom of the ninth. At the end of the eighth, the Yankees have kind of made a comeback. They're up on the Astros 5-4. Man, the Marlins were beating the Pirates by a few runs, but now in the top of the ninth, they are all tied up at 5. Padres beating Giants 6-3, and Blue Jays beating the Rays, unfortunately, 8-2. So that's not too good. Let's see other things going on in the MLB. We have a few more games tonight, but the biggest one is going to be Cubs and Rangers. That's going to get underway at around 6:35 on ESPN, so in about an hour from now. That's also going to be on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. Something else going on tonight, it's what you've all been waiting for, the men's Sweet 16. Yeah. Yes, that begins this evening. 6-seed Clemson and number 2 Arizona, or 2-seed Arizona, rather. That's the game that's going to get things started at approximately 6:09 on CBS. After that, it's San Diego State and UConn, Alabama and North Carolina, and Illinois and Iowa State. You can catch those games on CBS, TBS, and True TV. In women's basketball, USA Basketball has released the names of the 14 players invited to the women's national team training camp. Caitlin Clark is the only college player on that list. One could also easily make the case that there are 12 better, more deserving players. But in terms of TV numbers for NBC, Clark could provide a ratings bonanza. And with how much coverage she's gotten and with the record she's broken, I don't think we need much explanation as to why that is. I forgot about this. This is an MLB headline here. The MLB and MLB Players Association have agreed to place Tampa Bay Rays shortstop Wander Franco on administrative leave through June 1st. The decision comes as Franco's child sexual abuse case in the Dominican Republic remains unsolved. So he's not going to be back on the field anytime soon. Let's see, in the NFL, the Chiefs are signing Lewis Rees-Zammit. Hope I'm saying that correctly. He's a European rugby star from Wales. The 23-year-old participated in the NFL's International Player Pathway Pro Day last week, where he ran a 4.43 40-yard dash. Quite impressive. The Chiefs intend to use him at the running back and perhaps even wide receiver positions, though it is believed he could have a more immediate impact on special teams, especially in light of the new XFL-inspired kickoff rules. And then lastly, I hate that we have to keep having this conversation. In the NBA, Draymond Green was ejected from last night's Warriors victory over the Orlando Magic, and not even 4 minutes into the game. Luckily, he did not attack somebody. He just verbally confronted a ref. He got double teched up, and that was all. That's all she wrote. The ejection was the 19th in Green's career. That's behind only Rasheed Wallace's record of 25. This season alone, Green has already made headlines for putting Minnesota's Rudy Gobert in a headlock and smacking Phoenix's Yusuf Nurkic in the head. Joe, I popped the question last hour, not asking you to marry me, but rather saying, when is enough going to be enough with Draymond? And you even said, because it was trending, Steph Curry was visibly emotional because of the altercation, and Steve Kerr is obviously fed up. Do you think Draymond's going to be on the Warriors next season?
No, he won't be.
And I don't think he should be. I think the guy should be out of the league.
I think this is it. The Warriors are going to have to retool and rebuild the roster because Steph's 36. Klay Thompson is not nearly what he once was, and I think they're just tired of Draymond. So, look, if they can make a run and give the Nuggets all they can handle, who knows? But, no, I think it's over after this year. Taking a look at some health, business, and science notes today. The markets are closed tomorrow because of Good Friday, but today the S&P 500 secured its best first quarter in 5 years. They closed at another record high. The Dow Jones Industrial was up 47 points, the S&P 500 to 5254. The NASDAQ dropped 20 to 16379.
And some Texas-based Boeing plant workers are accusing the company of firing staff who brought up safety concerns. This is not a new trend within Boeing. The company recently announced its president will leave at the end of the year. Another top administrative changes following repercussions when a door plug panel came off an Alaska Airlines flight. That was back in early January. Employees at Boeing's Port of San Antonio plant filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board. The complaint says that firings came after safety complaints were given to plant managers.
Doctors say colorectal cancer is steadily rising among younger adults across the country. Here's Lucinda Kay with more.
The American Cancer Society says diagnoses for colorectal cancer are up roughly 25% since 1995 for people younger than 55. Dr. Darren Segal is the director of gastrointestinal oncology at Scripps Clinic. He tells ABC 10, do not ignore the symptoms just because they show up in younger people. Things like a change in bowel habits, blood and stool, belly pain that doesn't go away, unintentional weight loss. Colorectal cancer is now the number one cause of cancer-related death for men under 50 and the number two cause for women. I'm Lucinda Kay.
And also, tuberculosis rates in the U.S. are on the upswing. They rose by 16% in 2023. That's the third year in a row that cases went up. That's after nearly 30 years of decline. In the newest report from the CDC, the number of tuberculosis cases reached nearly 10,000 in a jump of close to 1,300 over the year before. 40 states and D.C. all rose in rates and case counts across all age groups in both U.S.-born and non-U.S.-born people. 5:45 here, another quick check of the roads and weather. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile, and maybe a little bit if you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got some minor congestion in that area. It does appear to be lessening, though. Let's see. We also had some in Gulf Breeze if you were traveling southbound. Just got off 3 Mile Bridge, and we're heading towards the Gulf Breeze Elementary, Middle, and High Schools there. That area still has some minor congestion, but once again, nothing too severe. Outside of that, the two main areas that are going to give you trouble are if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87 or westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Texts are also letting us know no emergency crews are on scene yet, but there is an accident northbound on 29 in the left turn lane right in front of the Walmart. Two cars in the left turn lane, so mostly out of the way, but maybe there'll be some emergency crews there that could cause some snags. Looking at some pop culture notes and lighter stuff today, congrats to Punxsutawney Phil, who may not have much time on his hands to predict the future of Springs moving forward as he is a new father.
Good for
him. That's right. The Groundhog Club says Phil and Phyllis have given birth to two healthy babies. The babies are with their parents at the zoo inside the Punxsutawney Memorial Library. So very nice there. I think I'm not sure if it's I don't know if it's boy or girl, boy or whatever. But I would imagine with Phil and Phyllis that the names are probably on a very short list of what they could call them.
Or not only that, but you could maybe keep with like just the P sound. So like Punxsutawney Pete, I don't know, something like that. I don't know. We'll have to see. I'm sure. You know what? Honestly, they may take suggestions. Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll have to look into that. Christopher Nolan is being honored by King Charles. The Oppenheimer and Batman director will become Sir Christopher Nolan. And his producing partner and wife is receiving the same, becoming Dame Emma Thomas. Mm. So congrats to them.
All right. There was no winner in last night's Powerball. So it's up to now around $935 million. The next drawing is on Saturday. Of course, earlier this week, somebody is winning $1 billion in the state of New Jersey in the Mega Millions lottery.
Oh, my goodness. I just can't imagine being in that position, unfortunately. The first trailer is being released for Jerry Seinfeld's Unfrosted. The film tells the story of the cereal company Kellogg's creating the Pop-Tart. It follows the race between the company and its main competitor, Post, as they try to create a pastry that will change breakfast forever. The star-studded cast includes Seinfeld himself, alongside Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Amy Schumer, and Bill Burr. It hits Netflix on May 3rd.
I mean, I feel like that would be interesting just based on the cast there.
Oh, no, yeah, very. I mean, because that's the thing. That's a ton of comedians there. Very loaded cast.
Absolutely. All right, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number two, coming back next.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Can it keep me warm when I'm cold?
Wait, no, I'm always hot.
Sleep Number does that. The Climate 360 smart bed actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save $1,000 on our most popular Sleep Number smart bed and Saturday. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Don't want to be second best. Don't want to stand in line. Don't want to fall behind. Don't want to get caught out. Don't want to do it out. And the lesson I must learn.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We wind down here on hour number two. Joe and Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon. Right before we get a check of the roads and weather, a reminder that with the Easter holiday coming up on Sunday, maybe looking for something to do, maybe we suggest Ego Wahuzo. The Pensacola Blue Wahoos and Marcus Point Baptist Church are hosting Ego Wahuzo at Wahoo Stadium. That'll be Saturday. The largest egg hunt in Pensacola with over 50,000 eggs. Pre-K and children with special needs will be at 11, and kids first through seventh grade will go at noon. So very fun happenings there. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. My little Miha will have her first little egg hunt at our church on Saturday, so I'm looking forward to that. I am prepared to bully some kids around if they get too close.
I can see you shoulder charging just some kindergartner who's just trying to get
could
his
have a Draymond
kisses.
Green situation on Saturday.
Oh, a headlock, right? Yeah,
everything is on the table. It's all in play.
It's gonna look like those little league football games that we hear about. You know, parents just fighting in the bleachers. Right. Meanwhile, you just see Joe's toddler. His daughter toddling around.
Toddler's a good description. Yeah.
She's like, "Dad, look, I got an egg." He's like, "That's great, sweetie." Yeah. Okay. That's wholesome, I guess. Let's see. A little bit early to 5:55 here, but it's all right because there are multiple spots of note on the roads here. So one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. We'll start with Pine Forest Road as we have for the last several updates because it's still pretty backed up. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest, if you're traveling towards 9 Mile Road, still got some pretty heavy backups in that area there. Typically at around this time every evening, it does die down. So hopefully that will be the case by the time we have our first traffic update in the 6 o'clock hour. Let's see, beyond that, Caroline Street is still backed up as well, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. And Navarre Parkway, if you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87, that, similarly to the Caroline Street fiasco, has been giving us trouble basically this entire evening. We got a couple of accident reports behind that congestion on the parkway. Doesn't appear that there's much congestion, though, caused by those accidents themselves. Or at least that's how it appears on our end. Nonetheless, keep an eye out for those two areas, especially along with Pine Forest Road.
Beautiful weather for some of the spring breakers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to keep high temperatures in the low to mid 70s for a few days. A little bit warmer by Sunday as high temperatures warm near 80 degrees. No chances for rain, so we'll have a dry weekend, lots of blue sky, and temperatures pleasant during the afternoon hours. Next week, a few small chances for rain move in. We're looking at next Tuesday and next Wednesday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. 5:55 here. Taking a look, if you're just joining us, at our top three stories today. FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried will spend 25 years behind bars after he was sentenced for his role in the company's cryptocurrency exchange scandal. It was back in November when he was found guilty on all counts of fraud and conspiracy. He was originally hailed as the Crypto King, and then brought down. So I think initially it was like 90 years was like the max sentence he could receive. But
so 25, he's getting off easy.
25. Yeah, you could say that. The House will send the impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate next month. Of course, this comes after there were two separate efforts to impeach him. The first one failed. The second one, they had enough votes to do so. Speaker Mike Johnson will send the articles of impeachment to the Senate on April 10th. And in Baltimore,
The NTSB says that the nearly 50-year-old span of the Francis Scott Key Bridge lacked structural engineering redundancies that are common to newer spans, which made it more vulnerable to a catastrophic collapse. That's what happened on Tuesday. Also, the pilot radioed for tugboat help and reported a power loss minutes before crashing into the bridge in Baltimore Harbor. That's a look at our top three stories on this Thursday. Winding down with some wacky stories in the news today. If you are an unusually hairy man, Austin, listen up. It's best to steer clear of Northeast Washington next month, or at least keep your shirt on. Austin has a terrible habit of doing that.
Yeah, I take my shirt off all the time.
It's radio. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
Well, I care because I have to look at him every day. A sheriff's office in Colville, Washington, says that a guy called in to ask if he's allowed to hunt Sasquatch. He said he'll be coming in from out of town in April and wanted to know if it's legal or if he needs a special license. The sheriff's office says there's no Sasquatch in their county. If there was, one of the deputies would have accidentally hit one with their car by now.
Well, I mean, at least they kind of put a funny spin on it. I will say, whenever Joe Ford is telling a story and he goes, Austin, this is for you. Hey, Austin, you might want to listen here. Just know it is about to be the most bald-faced lie that has ever been told. And I'm not very hairy.
I think the audience knows that already.
Oh, I know. But hey, you never know. I have met some gullible folks. Let's see. 7-Eleven just announced a new sparkling water.
Put your shirt on, by the way.
Yeah, shut it. 7-Eleven just announced a new sparkling water that tastes like their Big Bite hot dogs. They say they've partnered with a brand called Miracle Seltzer on four flavors. Lemon lime, green apple, sweet orange, and hot dog. Obviously, one of these is not like the other. They're calling it a daring flavor that pushes the boundaries of flavor innovation. Now, here's the thing. The three other flavors are available now, but more details on the hot dog flavor are coming next Monday, which just so happens to be April Fool's Day. So I'm sure that'll be pivotal as time goes on.
I can think of nothing worse than being selected for the wiener expert to go around Major League Baseball stadiums and have to wash it down with hot dog flavored water.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah. Looking at some good news, both of these stories originating out of Pensacola, so this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
A Navy veteran is setting off on a 900-mile journey on Easter morning to raise money for the Disabled American Veterans Organization. PNJ did a write-up here. The 66-year-old is Brian Brennan. He'll be rowing from Pensacola Beach to Key West, and he'll do so in an 18-foot boat, launching from just behind Flounders on the beach. He's hoping to raise $10,000. He's off to a great start. He's already got around $4,300 behind him. So, fair weather, and good luck to you, Brian.
Best of luck.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a happy birthday to Helena Brockman, Pensacola woman, just turned 105. She was born in Alabama in 1919 and went to college at Alabama Lutheran Academy in Selma. After 41 years of teaching, she retired in 2006. She tells Channel 3 that her secret to living long is the golden rule: eat a lot of vegetables and walk a lot.
Yeah, I'm Ofer on that one.
Same here.
At least, you know, I try to live by the golden rule, but then, you know, have co-hosts that we just don't like.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I love you. You know that, right?
Yes, I know. And that is truthful, everybody. That's not a lie.